Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield and it's wonderful to have you with me today. Today we're going to be doing something very special. In fact, our entire program is going to be structured just a little bit differently. We're going to be hearing from Derek today on God's medicine bottle, his teaching, his marvelous teaching on healing and how the scriptures are part of a cure, a healing for our lives and for our bodies. At the backside of every program we have this week, we're going to be meeting with some people here in the studio, and I think you're really going to enjoy the discussions we're going to have. So a little bit different, but powerful and really applying the truth of God to your life. I'm very excited about this teaching by Derek Prince because, having written his biography, I know that the whole issue of healing was huge to him. The reality is that before Derek met Jesus, he really wasn't a very healthy man physically. He had a horrible and I think the doctors would say an acute case of acne when he was in college. He suffered all types of skin diseases in the early part of his life, had just tremendous problems. And once he went in the military in the early part of World War II, he was wrestling with the whole issue of his health, and he had serious health problems. In fact, he was actually in a hospital in Egypt for almost a year during the war because he was so unhealthy. But God taught him some principles of drinking in the scriptures and memorizing and using the scriptures to achieve healing in his life. And I think you're going to hear that story, and I think you're going to be changed by it. So let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us about God's medicine bottle.
This week, I'll be sharing with you in a very special way out of my own experience how I received healing from God when all normal medical help had proved ineffective. My theme for this week is God's medicine bottle. In my talk today, I'm going to share with you, as I said, out of my own experience, how I discovered this wonderful medicine bottle of God. This happened in the early years of World War II. As probably most of you know, I'm British by background, and in World War II I served for 5.5 years in the British Army as a medical orderly, that's what the British call it, or what the Americans call a hospital attendant, with the British Medical Services. And for 3 years, I served in the deserts of North Africa, first in Egypt and later in Libya, then later still in the Sudan. In the desert, there were two things that we were exposed to more than anything else: sand and sun. I can remember I spent nearly one entire year in the desert without ever seeing a paved road. We traveled in sand, we slept in sand. Very often we had the impression that we were eating sand. We were exposed to it day and night. Combined with the sun, it had a very harmful effect on the skin of certain people whose skin was not adequate for that kind of exposure. And I was one of them. In my case, as in the case of many other soldiers, it manifested itself primarily in a condition of my feet and my hands, where the skin broke down and I was really, in many ways, incapacitated. The officer in command of my particular unit struggled to keep me from being admitted to hospital because he knew if I was admitted to hospital, he would lose me in the unit, and he wanted to keep me. And so I spent several months kind of hobbling around trying to do my military duties, but in the end, he had to let me go into hospital. I went to, altogether, I think, 3 or 4 different military hospitals, and I was in hospital for a year and end. Actually, I met soldiers there who'd been 2 years in the Middle East and spent 18 months in hospital with similar conditions. I received many elaborate diagnoses of my problem. Each name tended to be a little longer than the previous name, and I don't recall them now. But eventually, it was diagnosed fairly simply as chronic eczema. and I received the best medical treatment available at that time in the circumstances. But really, it didn't help me, and I saw many other soldiers with similar conditions who also were not helped. There's something about the climate of Egypt that's particularly inimical to the skin of people who are not intended for that part of the world. Really serious conditions, burns and so on, were usually shipped down to South Africa. But my condition wasn't that serious, and my services to the British Army were not that valuable that they were going to waste a passage on a ship to South Africa for me. So I just lay there in bed day after day, wondering what my future would be. And I'll tell you, when you spend a year on end in hospital, it seems a very, very long time. I had newly come into a real personal relationship with the Lord and been born again, had also received the filling of the Holy Spirit. But I was very, very ignorant. I didn't have any background of Bible knowledge. I just had a Bible. And really, I had nowhere else to turn for help at that time but to God and to the Bible. And so I began to search the Bible in desperation to see if it had anything that it could tell me about my physical condition. I didn't have any theories about healing. I just knew I needed it, and I had the Bible in my hands. And I had plenty of time to read the Bible. I had very little else to do.
You know, if I have my choice, I'd rather hear truth from people who have lived it than from people who have simply learned it in a book or learned it secondhand. And the beauty of this teaching by Derek Prince is that he actually suffered, and I mean suffered for months and months, with sicknesses that God then healed. And he's teaching us the principles of healing for our own life. This is exciting. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Does God heal today? How can healing come to me? Countless Christians have wrestled with these questions. Perhaps you have as well. Now in his eye-opening DVD, Invisible Barriers to Healing, Derek Prince reveals the reasons why many of God's people fail to receive healing. Combining his highly regarded knowledge of God's Word and his extensive personal experience, Derek takes you step by step through the invisible barriers that stand between you and God's healing power. To order Derek's DVD, Invisible Barriers to Healing, for only $9.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover how to break through the invisible barriers to healing. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and on this Monday, we're starting a series by Derek Prince on healing called God's Medicine Bottle. And in the first portion of Derek's teaching, he shared with us about his experience as a soldier during World War II and about the sicknesses that he endured, and he's about to tell us about how God told him to take the medicine of God. This is going to be great. Grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, grab your Bible, and let's listen now as Derek teaches us about some principles of healing.
And so I searched the Bible for something that would show me if I could really trust God for the healing of my body. And one day, I remember, I came across some verses in the book of Proverbs. These are the verses which I learned to call God's medicine bottle. And I'm going to quote them to you from Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22. I'm quoting from the King James Version, which was the version that I was reading in those days, and which is extremely vivid, as a matter of fact, and says it very clearly and forcefully. Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. Make a note of that reference. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. It was that last phrase that arrested me, health to all their flesh. I understood that all their flesh meant their total physical body, and that's how more modern versions actually translate it. And I thought, health, If I have health in my whole body, there's no room there for sickness. And that's what God is promising me. And then I happened to look in the margin, and I saw that the marginal alternative translation for the word translated health was medicine. And that seemed to be even more appropriate to my condition. And I saw that God was promising me something that would be medicine that would bring health to all my flesh. And I thought to myself, that's precisely what I need. So I went back and read those words over and over again, and I saw that, in essence, God's offer was being made to me through his words. Verse 20 says, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. And then verse 22 says, for they, that's God's words and God's sayings, are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. So whatever it is, it's in the words and the sayings of God. And then I saw the phrase, those that find them. And I saw it was more than just reading the Bible. It was reading the Bible in such a way as to find out how to receive what God was offering. Well, I'd received all the medical attention that was available in those conditions, and it hadn't helped me. So I made a decision, a very naive decision, in a way. I decided I'm going to take God's word as my medicine. And so that was a crucial decision in my life. I'm going to take God's word as medicine for my physical body. When I made that decision, I'm going to take God's word as my medicine, the Lord himself spoke to me, not audibly, but very clearly. And this is what he said. He said, when the doctor gives a person medicine, the directions for taking it are on the bottle. And then he said, this is my medicine bottle, and the directions are on the bottle. You'd better study them. And God reminded me that a doctor didn't promise any benefit from the medicine that he recommended unless it was taken according to the directions. And being a medical orderly myself, of course, that was very vivid to me. So I went back and I decided to study the directions on the bottle. And I saw very quickly that there were four specific directions for taking God's word as medicine for the physical body. These are the directions. Number one, attend to my words. Number two, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Number three, let them not depart from thine eyes. Number four, keep them in the midst of thine heart. So I realized that if I was going to receive the benefit that I needed from the medicine, those were the four directions I had to follow. Now, I cannot go in detail into all that followed, but I just want to say that I began to do that. I just bowed my head before the Bible every day, three times after meals, because that is how people take normal medicine. I said, God, you've said that these words of yours will be medicine to all my flesh, and I'm taking them as my medicine now in the name of Jesus. And within a few months, God's medicine, taken that way, achieved the result God promised. I was totally healthy in every area of my body. I once recorded this experience of mine on a tape a good many years ago. And just a little while ago, in London, England, I met a young man from Pakistan, a Pakistani, who told me that he'd become a Christian and that he'd suffered for more than 20 years from eczema. And then one day he heard my tape. He decided to do what I had done. And he told me in his case, within 2 or 3 days, he was completely healed. So that's an up-to-date testimony that the medicine still does what's claimed for it. Now, for the rest of this week, I'm going to be sharing with you the lessons that I learned on the directions that are on God's medicine bottle and how to apply them.
You know, this is a powerful story from Derek, but let me ask you a question. Have you ever wondered why some people are healed and others aren't? Have you ever wondered why some people pray and pray and pray and confess the scriptures and they remain sick? Well, we're going to deal with some of those tough issues about healing with some friends of mine who are going to join me in the studio in just a few moments. So you won't want to miss what's coming up as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Does God heal today? How can healing come to me? Countless Christians have wrestled with these questions. Perhaps you have as well. Now in his eye-opening DVD, Invisible Barriers to Healing, Derek Prince reveals the reasons why many of God's people fail to receive healing. Combining his highly regarded knowledge of God's Word and his extensive personal experience, Derek takes you step by step through the invisible barriers that stand between you and God's healing power. To order Derek's DVD, Invisible Barriers to Healing, for only $9.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover how to break through the invisible barriers to healing. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's great to have you with us today on this Monday as we're beginning a series with Derek Prince on healing called God's Medicine Bottle. Derek has been teaching us out of his own life experience as a young soldier who learned from God the principles of healing. And we've heard Derek teach on this today. And I wanted to ask some friends of mine into the studio to help us process this and apply this. For some in our audience, this might be a whole new thought that God actually heals. You know, you might be a believer and you've kind of passed over those healing scriptures in the New Testament and said, well, you know, that was for an earlier era. At least that's what my pastor said. Or maybe you've never even had the thought in your mind that God might actually heal today. Well, we've got two gentlemen in our studio today who are going to help us think about this. Dick Leggett's been with us many times before. He's the president of Derek Prince Ministries. And Dick, it's always wonderful to have you with us.
Hi, Stephen. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, buddy.
Good.
And then my friend and also one of the producers of the show, David Holland, is here. And he's got, I'll tell you what, he will solve all questions in the next 3 minutes, Dave. Good to have you with us.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that that pressure.
How's that for an introduction?
It's good to be with you guys.
Okay, guys. You're telling me that Derek is serious here. Seriously, there is a God who actually heals physical bodies today. Come on.
Well, obviously, he experienced that himself, and as anyone who's familiar with his testimony, and as he'll be sharing over the next few days, he is a witness to that. He has a testimony where that is concerned, and I do as well. Now, I came out of a denominational tradition. I came out of a Christian tradition that essentially taught that God forgives, God saves, but any miraculous activity really ceased in the first century, and that's the tradition I grew up in. So there was a progression for me, a progressive revelation for me that got me to a place where I became ready to embrace and then experience God touching me and people that I care about in their physical bodies to bring supernatural healing. Now, the progression was an interesting one. I began from a standpoint of not really believing that God miraculously worked in people's bodies. He's given us doctors in this day in which we live, and that's doctors weren't available in the first century, so he healed then, but now we have doctors, so God doesn't need to heal anymore. That was the starting place for me, guys. Then I came to a place that said, okay, God does occasionally and arbitrarily choose to heal people, and then he occasionally and frequently arbitrarily chooses not to. That's where I ended up. I was willing to admit or embrace God occasionally and mysteriously bringing supernatural healing on very rare occasions. But then most of the time he didn't. And nobody could really understand why, when, or where he was going to do what he was going to do. So the prayer for healing for somebody who was sick would be, you know, God, if it's your will, heal them. If not, well, you know, okay, sera, sera. That's where I progressed and then ultimately came to a place through the teaching, to be perfectly honest, of Derek Prince when I was a younger man and some other men and women of God, came to a place where I began to understand that God's desire is to heal all the time. Jesus healed them all. I came to that place, but it was, I have to admit, it was a progression and sometimes a painful wrestling progression. But to answer your question, yes, I know that God heals today.
All right. Now, Dick, come on. Let's just treat David like the simple-minded, easy-to-believe-everything guy he's not, just for the sake of argument. He just said that God wants to heal everyone. Well, now, come on. I mean, there are sick people everywhere. Let me give you a theory, and you interact with it.
Okay.
God healed Derek Prince because he had a mission for his life, but God doesn't heal everybody. He does heal, but he only heals in certain special circumstances.
Well, it's if you look at the scripture, it kind of adds to the confusion a little bit. I don't mean that in any disrespect towards the scripture. But you even see Jesus at times when he went into situations where there were multitudes of people who were sick. And Jesus obviously targeted one person and went and healed that person. Now, was that because that person was strategic Was that because that person was better or, you know, deserved God's grace any more than anyone else around that setting? No, of course not. But there is a strategic aspect to it. But I just want to say, Stephen, I came into this understanding really by the same path that David did. I grew up in a church that basically believed the Bible, but selectively. There were certain parts of it that, yeah, we believe that happened back then, but we don't believe it happens now. And I think the key question that you come to is really what Derek came to, and that is the Word of God true or is it not? And if you look at the Word of God, it's very clear, both from the life of Jesus, the life of the disciples. There's a miraculous arena that you enter into, God healing people, and it's true. So,
well, let me just ask you guys. Okay, let's say I'm a solid Christian. I go to my church, and they don't teach healing. Give me just a couple things, both of you. Just give me a couple of things from the scriptures that confirm that God is healing today.
Well, there was a particular passage in the Bible that really cemented it for me. It was a turning point for me in me being able to get free in this area and really receive from God. And it's in the story, the account in the New Testament of where the friends of the lame man chipped a hole in the ceiling and lowered him down to Jesus. And Jesus touched him with healing. He was in a room full of skeptics because the first thing Jesus said to him was, "Your sins are forgiven." And then Jesus sensed by the Spirit a lot of skepticism in the room about his authority or his ability to extend forgiveness to a guy. And then Jesus said something very interesting. He said, "Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or rise and be healed?" And then he took hold of the man and he was healed. Then that question was posed to me, which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or be healed? And I realized that one's no harder or easier than the other. And yet I was perfectly willing to embrace Jesus's ongoing ministry of forgiveness, but not willing to embrace his ongoing ministry of healing. And that changed it for me.
That's key. For me, Stephen, I would say there's a scripture that is really interesting to read. It's Psalm 107. And it's kind of a ping pong match that you see where God's people get into trouble, God delivers them. God's people get into trouble, God delivers them. Then they reject him, and then they get into trouble again. You know, it's just ongoing. But right in the middle of that, Psalm 107:20 says, "He sent his word and healed them." And that's one of those benchmarks. That's one of those foundation stones that we can build on. God, in his sovereignty, can send his word and heal.
You know, guys, we're going to be together all week, and I'm not letting you off the hook. I'm going to continue to hammer. And the reason is not, I mean, you know where I am on these issues, but the reason is I want to give voice to the people who often have to listen to television ministries talk about healing, but never get their questions answered. And Derek Prince Legacy Radio is here to answer the tough questions. And so that's what we're really all about.
Yeah, that's exactly right. As a matter of fact, there's a resource that's available right now on the website that can be purchased that will answer a lot of these questions. It's a Derek resource, and if anyone wants to go right now to derekprince.org, they could find that, and it'll provide a lot of answers for them and additional deep teaching on this.
That's wonderful. Guys, thanks for being with me today.
Oh, our pleasure.
We'll look forward to having you back tomorrow where I'll hammer you some more.
Thanks, Stephen. We really love it.
Well, listen, if you want to hear the teaching today again or this discussion and all the discussions we're going to have this week, you can log on to derekprince.org. You'll find not only this teaching and the things we're talking about this week, but other series and some wonderful information about Derek Prince Ministries. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow on Tuesday as The Legacy continues.
Be sure to order your own copy of Derek's revealing DVD, Invisible Barriers to Healing, for only $9.95 when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take a few moments to order right now. Our toll-free number again is 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.